Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class unique. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining me here live in the platform tonight. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. I do want to go ahead and give you the call-in number for this evening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Or you can definitely come on over and join us in chat. The chat room is open. And I see you guys getting yourself all situated and lined up in the chat. So let me give you some cosmic directions so you can go ahead and bring yourself on over. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all-one-word, The Remix, and come on over. The chat room is in there. The Remix family is getting themselves situated, and you can come on in and join us. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix, and thank you so much for joining us here live in the platform tonight. As for most of the planet, I have listeners that are listening from all over the world, and we will be giving some international shots out a little later on. But for most of the world, it is Friday night, so for those of you who are joining us here live in the platform tonight, Friday night, well, good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good late night, good early morning to all of you, no matter where you're joining us from. Welcome to The Remix. And those of you who are in the chat room, joining us in the platform as well, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they are certainly, certainly here to make you feel welcome and right at home. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I don't know about you guys, but it's really just kind of one of those cosmic kind of chill out type moments where there is a time to sort of kind of just kind of be in the pause a little bit. That's what we're going to be doing tonight. And of course, having super fun, because we definitely need to do that as well. You know, it's always a great time when we're here together with The Remix, and definitely here with all of you. Lots of things that we're going to cover tonight, and they're going to kind of chat a little bit, chill a little bit, hear from you, see what's going on, talk about what's going on in my world, what's going on in your world, and all the worlds in between. So yeah, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're an international caller, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. You can also Skype in as well. Come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com. And then look for the little Skype button on the page there and Skype into The Remix. So that's a way. Many of you on the phone line tonight, and I certainly can understand why. It is so good to have you in the house tonight. Yeah, we are approaching June. Approaching June. So much love to all of you guys out there listening. I want to remind you that the Kim orders go out for the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And if you don't know what that is, I don't know where you've been living in the Milky Way, but you definitely want to get yourself over. And you want to, you want to pick that up. This is the time that really where the Kim deck comes in handy to really just kind of help you to activate those things within of yourself and really give you one of those tools. It's a magical tool that you can begin to work with that's going to help you when it comes to knowing your magic or living your life with a purpose, with a full purpose, with a divine purpose. And so many of you are doing that at this particular time. So time out the bullshit. We're going to cosmic and chilling now tonight and really kind of getting into that center space with ourselves and just kind of chilling out here live on Remix. I also want to let you know that the Know Your Magic audio workbook is available as well. And you can actually go and you can download the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's everything. So magic, or magic is something that... oh, wow, beautiful. And if magic is something that you've already been tapped into and you really just want to take it to another level, it was designed specifically for that. And there's no waiting list. There's no waiting line. You can instantly go to www.msblueblad.com and download that workshop automatically, that audiobook right there and there with you, step by step by step, taking you through the complete process all the way through. So that is available for you as well. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I do want to say this to everyone. I want to give some shouts out, of course, to everyone, the whole Remix family, to all of you guys who always show up and doing your work as we respectfully keep learning and keep growing and keep evolving ourselves along the way. I also want to give a big, big shout out to all of our international family out there listening from all over the world. I'm going to give those shouts out in just a short moment here. But I also want to talk about, of course, you know, that's right, self-invested. I want to give a big shout out to all of those who are self-invested. It's going to be a powerful share coming up again. Brother Bilal is going to be joining us. He always brings amazing information when he joins us in self-invested. And then there is some other things that we'll be talking about too. One of the things that I want to say is I want to give a big shout out to all of the divine priestess who were a part of the priestesshood, the divine priestesshood. Nothing like this has ever been done in this way on the planet before. So I am truly, truly honored and blessed to have had these amazing sisters, these amazing women, just standing in their light, doing their work, working their magic, and really just spreading love all throughout the planet and causing transformation everything that they touch. So we did it. We can be singing the Drake song. We did it. We did it. You know, we made it. We did it. And we get it. Graduation time for the priestess is here. And so now all of the priestess have fully graduated from the priestesshood. And so I want you guys to join me in that beautiful, marvelous celebration for the priestess and just welcoming them as they step into their own divine light, and a surprise for those priestesses too, that they a message I'll be delivering for all of you a little later in the show as well. But congratulations to all of the priestesses, and as they continue on their journey, I am just so honored to be these women, these sisters, these priestesses. Some real powerful shit, real powerful. And with that being said, graduation is in order. I have been getting calls. I have been getting emails from very youngest, from pre-K all the way to grad school, graduations of people graduating all over the planet, every single place on the planet of people graduating. And you guys know last week with Brother Banks coming on, and we did the mathematician show with the final adding things up, the whole month of mathematics, that you had the opportunity to graduate and gain your trophy. Well, many of you out there are graduating too. So from my youngest, from pre-K graduation, going the first grade, all the way up until grad school, I seen the most amazing video from a little divine prince that I did a reading for, and his mother had him make a video for me. Such adorable and a powerful message he sent to tell me thank you, and that he's going on the grade, and that another badass sister, Sheena, her son, it was amazing. So I got it, and it touched my heart. And then just from close family and friends, baby Blue getting ready to graduate, and just so many others all across the world, like I said, graduating from grad school, graduating from pre-K, graduating from everywhere. So wherever you're graduating from, whether it's your personal life, business, relationship, bringing yourself into balance, wherever that graduation is, I want to celebrate that with you and tell you happy graduation. Happy graduation to everyone, because in a sense, all of us here on the planet have graduated. You can feel the energy. You can feel the vibe. You should be able to take a look at yourself and think about where you were a year ago. Think about where you are today, and that you certainly graduated in the place where it means the most. You know, it was over a year ago that myself and Brother Bilal did the show Welcome to the Sixth Dimension. And so many of you have crossed that threshold and stepped into that and evolve yourself and own that spot and move yourself forward in such a powerful way. Such a powerful way. So just beautiful. Just so amazing and so beautiful for this graduation time. And also, I want to let you know that Brother Bilal is actually going to be going out to California. That's going to be coming up this first week in June. And he's actually going to be hosting an experience. Well, he'll be doing an experience. It's going to be hosted by Brother Dietrich and Brother Johnny of the Perfect Union Wealth Center, as well as us here at The Remix. And we are so pleased and honored for this experience to get kicked off, because these are some of the things collectively that we've talked about. So if you're able to get out to the Thousand Oaks area, or you will find out more information about it, I think there's still some seats available. I don't know how many. But email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, because trust me when I say you're going to want to be there. And he's going to be speaking on something he has not spoken on before, and that is the chemistry of the soul. And he will be up close and personal. So don't wait. You definitely want to do that. You'll get all the information about the location and the place. Spots are very, very limited because of the location. And I'm not going to give that away. All I have to say is that it's going to be simply amazing. Yeah. Simply amazing. That's what it's going to be. So email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And you can find out all the details and connect with him there. Definitely make sure you heard, let him know you heard it on The Remix, of course, and that you want to be a part of this. It's going to be very powerful. So tonight, Cosmic Chill Out. That's what we're doing tonight. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. We're going to be listening to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then after we listen to Baby Blue, we're going to listen to a song. You know, we're going to listen to some new dimensional vibes, you know, and we're going to move bodies and move our body, to move our energy, to open up the vortex, to raise the frequency on the planet, you know, within ourselves, and also the love and the light and the healing, so we can begin to take all of that in. That is certainly going to be what I am sending out my intention for this evening. And I want you to think about this word. It's going to be one word. I want you to think about this as we get ready to listen to some of these vibes and listen to Baby Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, because I will be doing and taking your calls tonight. So that's a good thing. Welcome to the Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue here. And then we're going to get into some vibes. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We certainly are. We certainly are. Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue. I just, you know, it's one of those nights, but it's good. That was a spirit quest. We're not going to do that. Not tonight. We're not. But we're going to find Baby Blue here.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So we're going to listen to these vibes here, and then we're going to come back. I want you to begin to think about this as we get ready to get into the share.
But nevertheless, I say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
That was Friends, and that's going to be on Michelle's upcoming album called Comet Come to Me, and that's going to be out on June the 3rd. Just a really nice and sort of kind of cosmic take on that whole vibe. You can feel the cosmic kind of energy in there as she does a take on Houdini's Friends. And that's certainly something for us to begin to think about. But really, when it comes to being friends, are you friends to yourself? Are you able to be able to look at yourself from that place of being your friend? Often, you know, a friend is something, even as the song says, it's kind of hard to define. Like, can you define what a friend is? You know, do you know what that is? Do you know how to be a friend? No, do you, are you someone that you can depend on? You know, how do you understand yourself as being a friend to yourself? So many times we hold people so close to us in our lives that we recognize them as a friend, but are we really being friends to them? You know, or is sort of just a one-side friendship? Something for you to think of, you know, friends, how many of us have them, you know, friends that we can depend on. I have so many amazing friends, people I consider a part of my family, my school group, I definitely can depend on, and they can depend on me, you know. So take a reflection of that. I've got a lot of emails in this week, and when I heard that song, I knew it would be perfect for us to be talking about some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. Just kind of one of those things I wanted to put in your ear and just to kind of give you those cosmic vibes there so you can kind of jam that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, everyone. Cosmic chill out tonight. That's what we're doing here live. Remix going to be taking your call in a few moments. I want to talk about where we are now. Know that we have been shifting. Planet is shifting. We can look across from floods. We can look across from tornado. We can look across from, you know, volcano activity. It is all kinds of shifts that's been going on the planet. And not only is Earth feeling it, but a lot of this energy is coming out of our bodies. About 3 years ago, I did a show where I told you about our DNA, how X, and how we would begin to make that quantum leap. Well, this quantum leap and this change of this DNA, a lot of us have seen how this shift has impacted us, impacted our bodies, impacted people who have been in our lives. We did the show with Brother Bilal, and we talked about Welcome to the Fifth Dimension and about what it would take. A lot of the work that we've been building on, a lot of the work that we've been doing has been about the astral body. It's been about the etheric body. It's been about the energy. It's been about all of that. But we've moved into a time, and for some of us, that time actually started back in 2012. where things have begun to impact our physical body, because no longer are we taking in this light this way. It's coming in a completely different way, and for the first time on the planet, we're able to do something very different with this. This is not about mind activity anymore. And this is becoming a challenging place for so many of us. And we can see the imbalances as they're being played out in the world, where people cannot handle getting out of their minds, getting out of what their head is telling them. And so they're living in a state of denial, a state of illusion, and a state of confusion. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. And this is about our DNA is changing from the 666. And it's changing into the place where we're taking this quantum leap. For those of us who have chosen to take this quantum leap, we're taking this quantum leap. In this quantum leap, we're able to move to be able to take carbon and turn it into diamond, to take coal and turn it into diamonds, carbon, turn it into crystal, real crystal. And the reason that this needs to happen is because we started doing this in a lot of the shows. For those of you who may be new to the remix or just listening for right now, go back a couple of years and you will see how everything on the remix prepared you for where we're at now. And you're going to hear a lot of people start talking about a lot of these things that you've done most of the work for already. The reason that it's so important that we begin to turn this carbon and be able to take it and to be able to transform it, do the alchemy with it, is because we will be taking in large amount of light. This is something that we've talked about on the remix as well. And anytime Brother Bilal comes on, he gives us sort of that universal cosmic update about these downloads. And really, for the first time, we heard these downloads are coming from the sun. And that is so spot on. So we've been getting these massive downloads for the last couple of years, and they've been coming for the sun. And all of this download that's coming out, this is going to be an opportunity for all of us on the planet to be able to do something that in the humanity and the history of the planet Earth that has never been done. The light that's coming in, though, this is not light that can be held in our brain, because it would explode. It will cause disruptions in the bodies, in the cells. It will start to break down the organs. It will start to break down the blood. It will start to cause disorder inside the body. You cannot take this light into your brain. So that's challenging, because we want so much to take things in to our brain. We've led this planet so much from our brain, from just in our brain. But no longer is that the case, and it's going to become harder and harder to take those things inside the brain. It can only be held in the heart. Only then is this process, is it able to take that light, because we have to be able to do something with this light. This is not about becoming a light body, not physically, taking your body and making it light. That's not what this is. This is about taking in this light by all of our cells, the cells that are inside of our body, our physical DNA, our spiritual DNA, our RNA, our cells that are inside of the body. And taking these cells to help our body convert this sort of kind of soul energy and I'm talking about S-O-U-L, this solar energy from the sun, and turning it into directly spiritual energy. This is how you become a real light body. And this energy will become our true soul food. So we talk about soul food a lot and how we love soul food. But this is our opportunity to really tap into and really connect with our true soul food. Another thing to take into consideration and just begin to think about, we have so many new souls coming to the earth. And some of them are what I call SCs, spirit changers. For the first time, and I've talked about this a little bit before, in humanity, we don't have a lot of bodies on the planet. Not like we did. And it's not a whole lot of people leaving the planet. They're not leaving in droves. Not like they were back in World War II. Not like they even were during wartime. We don't have a lot of people leaving the body. So in the time of this, we still need to do our work. And we come here for many different reasons. We know that the planet Earth is a school, and it's one of the toughest schools I hear that's out there, especially at this time. So we have what I call spirit changers. And what spirit changers are is that they sort of kind of come in and they take the place of other people because they need to spend some time on Earth. It's almost like as if you, let's imagine you're going to a university or you're going to a college, which many of you are or have, and you start out as one major, and all of a sudden you see a friend of yours and you say, hey, what class do you need to take? And they say, well, I need to take, you know, philosophy 318. And they say, well, I took philosophy. I'm in philosophy 318, but I need to get out of that class because I need to go take a science. And they say, I tell you what, I'll give you my notes. We'll talk to the professor, and you can go take my science. You can take my philosophy class. I'll tell you everything. I'll catch you up on where we are. I'll let you know the prereqs for there. I will do all the work to get you caught up. So they go talk to the professor, and the professor says, okay, so you're going to be responsible for helping this person get caught up because we're already so far into this philosophy class. If they come in now, they're going to be completely lost and thrown off. Oh, no. I have left a lot of good notes for them. So I took excellent notes, and I'm going to give them my notes, and they will be fine. So this is what a SC does, a spirit changer does. They come in and they take over where the other person left off at, and they carry on. So we have a lot of SCs that are on the planet at this time, and they're here for one reason and one reason only, to help with the shift in the DNA. Because unfortunately, it's a lot of physical bodies on the planet that's not making the shift because, quite frankly, we suck when it comes to really leading with our hearts on this planet. We have become so dominant by that left hemisphere that we have worked that muscle so completely hard that it's so hard to get out of that space and drop down into our heart center. So some will have SCs that will come in and that will take over. And these are people that have been doing complete changes. I mean, this is not something that is completely new. But you'll see someone who struggled in their life, struggled with understanding who they were, struggling with coming to grips what's going on in their world. And all of a sudden, it's almost like they did a 360. they begin to come in and they begin to change. They're spirit changers. And most of the SCs have been with them throughout pretty much of their lifetime, so they know a lot of the people that are around them. They understand about these agreements, and they also understand the highest good. So, one of the other things that I want you to know is, you know, so many different souls, like I said, are coming to the planet. They're coming from other dimensions, and they're also coming from other planets. And I've seen this, and I have spoke to them. I'm not going to go into the whole details during this particular show, but we will get a chance to talk about it more. Of course, I was speaking to their higher self. So when I was doing a lot of the Akashic record readings, or a lot of times when I was doing sort of the session that you guys know that I've been working on, they have told me. And one of the things that they told me is that they don't feel like they belong in their bodies, and it takes them a hard time to get used to being in their bodies. Some of the other things that he's said, as well as those who are getting ready to leave, because it goes both ways, is that they are tired of being here and they're ready to go. And they said to me, you know what, I'm just so ready to go. I'm so ready to get out of here. They're not talking about taking their own lives, but these are typically vessels where SCs come in, because they're sending out that message to the universe. I'm ready to go. I want an SC to come in, a spirit changer, so we can change spirits. And that person continues to move on. But it is a difference in them. You can tell there's a slight difference. For those of us who've raised our frequency and vibration high enough, we know that it is a difference. It is still their physical body, but it is not them. They still understand some of the same things. They do things completely different. Things have shifted for them. A lot of times they will get a whole new soul group. They'll have to separate themselves from everyone and everything they know, and they have to start completely over. So, I've even seen this in children, where children have turned a certain age. But one of the main things that are going on for the children, more so than anything, is that the children had their first activation code come online. They had it first. And so their strands of DNA had already expanded 12, 13. And the medical world has now started to begin to say, wait a minute, we're finding some extra strands of DNA, and we're trying to figure out how did these things get activated. The children are activating these DNAs first. And a lot of them are what I call serious babies. I call them serious babies because they are like satellites. And whenever they come around, they light shit up. Whenever they come around, your energy starts to flow. You may even know this about your own children. So a big part of their first line activation is they become serious babies. So wherever they go, they're able to pick up things. They're able to point things out in movies that you don't catch. They're able to see things. They're able to tell you things that you're like, wow, like that's pretty deep. You got all of that out of what just happened? You were able to articulate that because they have already come with their DNA activated. And most of the time, their DNA activates them when they're having their birthdays. And you will notice this. I've seen this from some of the children. You can tell that theirs is instantaneous, because they don't care all the bullshit we carry around as people, as grown people who've lived past the age of 20. They don't carry around that. They don't have all of this programming that they're trying to get out of their system. They don't have all of these, as Brother Banks talked about, they don't have all these bad habits like we talked about. They don't have all this worse behavior that they're trying to kick out. They don't have it. So if you notice, especially our brothers and sisters who are in the entertainment business, it's like, who's going to have the most babies? They love to keep these children around them because that is what's feeding their activation. Because everyone knows that when you have a powerful signal next to you, a powerful satellite, you're going to get a clear fucking signal. So when they have these children are serving as clear signals. So when the download comes for us as parents, and you got a serious baby next to you, your ass is getting a clear signal. Especially for any of these children that were born 2000 on up. Especially them. They carry a larger strand of DNA that this world has yet to discover. And that's why they want to do so much with these children. Because they are serious. They have a direct channel to other dimensions and other worlds and to the Sirius star system. They're directly tuned into it. So they're getting the downloads first. So just some of the things I want you to think about, because it's really powerful. So if you have children that are in your life, your children, friends' children, to be around children, really, that's a time that you really can begin to pick up that energy and just hold that light. Because when you're anywhere in their presence, I guarantee you, you're going to be getting some clear signals. It's not going to be distorted. It's not going to be clouded. It's going to come straight into your heart. So a lot of activity is going on. We have a lot of new souls. We have a lot of spirit changers. All of them that are coming to the planet. All of these that are coming to the planet. So it is the time for us, you know, to begin to start thinking about a lot of these things for ourselves, you know, so many spirits that need to get their earth class in. They need to get their earth class in. Now, one of the things, don't get me wrong, they have said to me, Miss Blue, it's a lot of work to learn, because you have to do a lot of work to be a SC, you know? You have to go through a lot of things. You have to go through a lot of shit. You have to go through a lot of reprogramming people's habits. Like I said, their bad habits, their bad behaviors, you know, fighting sort of their change and changing that. So the other question that kind of has been heavy on the mind is, why so much activity in the sky? Why so much activity in the sky? So much stuff that's going on in the sky. And one of the things that they've told me is that when you're on the other side, they can see all of these things that are happening on the planet Earth. And now there's a whole nother dimension that's opened up. And for the first time in human history, for the first time this has ever been done on the planet, that you're able to, without leaving your physical body, without dying, you're able to step into a higher realm of consciousness. That's never happened before. That's never happened. But even though we're having this opportunity to fully step forward, we have so many people who are scared, who are uneased at the same time. This is the time, for the first time ever, that you can release all agreements that are not serving your highest good, and you can erase all of your karma like the new souls that are coming to the planet. Because these new souls that are being born, these are not souls. These are not humans. These are not spiritual beings that carry this blueprint of having thousands or hundreds of lives here on the planet. I've done a lot of readings for a lot of you babies and a lot of you people, and I've told you the reason your child is acting like this, the reason these things are going on is because they do not have a whole lot of past lives here. They don't. So their work here is strictly on a completely different vibration and a completely different level. But one of the great things is we get that same opportunity that they get. We get a chance to say, truly, we want a new slate. We want to do this shit right. We want to get it right. We don't want to come back and get it right. We want to get it right now. We want to clear the slate. We want to bring things back. And we get to do that. It takes work. It's work that we're doing, but we truly get the opportunity to do that. One of the things that's not going to work, because here's the other thing that I hear, is that people on this planet want to harm or they want to blame. They want to blame someone else for their life, for their story, for their history. It's time to take back your own divine blueprint, your soul DNA. This is why there's so many people suffering from blocks, feeling this energetic block, feeling these things of fear that must be cleared, or feeling like they're constantly under attack by dark forces, or they're in the place where they don't have any money, or they're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and they're constantly fighting in the strife of poverty or fighting to be number one. That doesn't work anymore. You see this whole sort of kind of paradigm crumbling, much like the sugar babies in the domino factory and the sugar sphinx. It doesn't work. And it seems like the more and more and more that you fight it, the more and more that you resist it, the more that comes. Some people, some of us, will be able to work from that heart center and be able to truly open up our heart and truly love. Some of us is doing that now. We're living it now. We're living it now. For some of us, we will have SCs come to it for us because they can't do it. So you will have a SC, a spirit changer, do it. Maybe that's the agreement. Some will fight it with every tooth and nail, and their physical bodies will begin to crumble. They'll begin to fall apart because what's happening now is that this energy is not coming into our aura field this time. It's coming into our physical bodies. Do y'all hear me? And you have to be able to do what we have been working toward for so long. And that is real internal alchemy. Not bullshit alchemy. Not playtime alchemy, but real alchemy. The good news is that we can do it by opening our heart mind, because that's the place that we have to begin to think, and that we have to begin to move, and we have to begin to trust, and we have to begin to be willing to give and receive. And that's tough, because we have lived in a society, we have lived in a world, we have created worlds, we have made illusions where we say the mind wins. And our mind has become our leader. The mind is what builds up walls of jealousy. The mind is what builds up wall of hatred. The mind is what builds up walls of competition. The mind is what has separated us to make us believe that because I am here and you are there, we are separated. The mind makes you believe that somehow because you wear these shoes and I don't, that you're somehow better than me. The mind makes us feel because I have this paper and you don't, makes me better than you. The mind says, because I understand this book, that somehow I know more than you. The mind says all of that. So, great question. Will the mind ever go offline eventually? Only you can determine that. The mind doesn't need to go offline. The mind is not the problem. But it's truly the essence of what's in your heart. That's the problem. The mind is not the problem. The mind is only a reflection of your thoughts. So now, it's time for us to keep doing what we've been doing, in a sense, and I feel really good about where we are in the human evolution of the soul on the planet. It's about connecting the right brain and the left brain, but we've got to begin to train so that those circular circuits inside of the right brain, so it can become as strong as the left brain. This is all we've been talking about, I know, for the last 4 years. And I definitely can say everyone who's come on the remix in that time period has contributed to this, especially largely in part, I will say, with myself and Brother Bilal and everyone else. That has been our focus. Because the right side of the brain is what is going to bring you out of that lower vibrational thinking and doing. We don't want to get rid of the left brain, because that is a necessary part of what is happening. Because that's the doing. We need that. We just cannot have it lead first. So that means for us at this time, opening the heart and giving self-love and receiving your own support, because the old system will not work. Working from your mind. Here's a couple of things I want you to just kind of make, as I say, note to yourself if you want to know, which system am I working in? Am I working from the old system, or am I moving myself to the new system? If you're thinking about what you want to do as far as your business, as far as your life, that's the old system. That's the old system. One of the things that, and I'm going to quote Brother Bilal here, if you're thinking, you're not doing. But when you start to think from your heart mind, certain things begin to disappear. So there's all kinds of ways that we have to begin to start looking at things different. This is why self-invested has been so important, because we've done a lot of this training in the last year, showing you the essence of what it meant to have wealth and to understand about money, the frequency, and the vibration. All of this so you can pull it in through your heart center instead of your mind center. If you're staying up all night thinking about how you can make some money, that's the old system. If you are worried about time, that's the old system. Of course, we need to understand time. But if you stepped into that vibration of going clockwise, following the clock, that's the old system. It's time now that we begin to do something that I have always known in my heart, like many of you, have been so powerful, is that you have to start feeling your way. I used to make a joke and say, one day the world's going to learn the truth about emotions that we like to put down and like we like to stomp on, and we like to say that this is a part of your lower self and it doesn't matter. Oh, it matters. Because now you have to start feeling your way. This is why the work we do here on The Remix is so important. It's so important. And I'm not talking about things like, this person hurt me or this person took something from me. You have to begin to let that bullshit go and drop down in your heart center. It's too important. The last thing that you want to do is begin to start programming your cells to keep you locked into these lower vibrations. So for all of you who are really, really connected, really, truly connected, and I know that's all of our Remix family out there, and you're looking for that wealth bank, you're looking for that money bank. Sometimes we get that a little confused that we can't be looking for money. Well, that's a part of one of these agreements of this reality here. So it's an important part. And this is also something you came here to learn. Well, I'm going to tell you the key to that. The key to opening up that money bank, it's connected to your heart. And when you feel your heart is full of joy, you will be able to use your own energetic energy to open up an endless vault of wealth. For real. Not for play. Not for just today. But then. And then you'll be able to speak, because we know the voice is the connection to the soul. So your lungs and your heart, this is how you raise your vibration and dropping down into your heart center. One of the things that I learned when coming into understanding the energy centers, I could see something that a lot of people didn't talk about at that particular time. More are starting to talk about this, but it's that unified field. And all 13 and more, I can see those. And many other beings use these other dimensions to travel to. And I've been able to verify and speak with them, with their higher selves, with many of them that I've done through the soul session. And a lot of times we're able to look at these other quantum realities And you will see a person not because of choice, but because of bad habits and because of bad programming and because of low vibration. They have locked themselves into poverty here. So often with many of you, I've joked and said, you didn't take a vow of poverty. So these are some of the things that you're doing by choice. But tonight, you all have the code of how you can begin to open that. And that's the heart. That is that divine, mystic, portal, vortex that connects this world and every world beyond. It's where the physical and the spiritual world both meet, both on the internal side and the external side. So it's about love, and it's about giving, and it's also about receiving. It's about being yourself, and it's about being your truth. And ultimately, it's about being, just being. That's it. Nothing else is required. So, as always, I love you guys. That is true for me. And I know it's true for many of you. I wanted to share that with you because we're just kind of, you know, doing a little cosmic chill out here tonight. But I wanted to share those things that was on my heart tonight, that has been on my mind, you know, to share with you guys this week and just kind of give you that message. Because I know many of you, you've been doing your work and you're right there and something is telling you to quit. Something is telling you to retreat. Something is telling you to go back. Something is telling you that you must start over. Something is telling you you're not good enough. Something is telling you you're all fucked up. Something is telling you that you can't do this bullshit. Something is telling you that this don't work. So your spirit guides, your ancestors, and your higher self asked me to deliver this to you, that you can do it. You can do it. And to not give up. Don't give up. You know, don't give up. Yeah, don't give up. You know, no matter what, don't give up. Yeah. And stay grounded. That's important, too. All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to go to the phone lines now because, you know, we're just kind of doing our little cosmic chill out, you know, on Planet Remix tonight. I see you guys listening from all over the world. I'm going to open up the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you have something you want to share or something you want to say. We definitely love to hear from you to be able to do that. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 336. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh, their call dropped, 336. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 818. You're live in the Remix. 818?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. Greetings. This is Amira. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Amira?
I am fantastic. I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. And I had to do a remix show. I forgot which one it was, but I know that it was with Brother Panic, and you were going into when you switched your platform and how you had lost most of your viewers and even some of your friends because you were following the path that Spirit was telling you to go on. And that's actually at a point in my life where I totally have, you know, I've listened to Spirit and I have transformed. And a lot of my friends, they don't, you know, they're like, oh, she's, you know, they think it's different or it's weird and this energy thing. And it just was confirmation for me, not that I was going to leave my path, but it just was confirmation that things will, you know, smooth their way out. And they still will be, you know, my friends, but just in a different aspect, because I know when I am with them, they talk about everything else but, you know, really getting into themselves. And so it just really gives me a chance to just sit back and see where I was and where I'm heading. And as you were just giving that beautiful share, I had pulled three cards from my Kim deck, and I had asked myself what are the things that are stopping me from accessing my the abundance of my wealth. And what I pulled was a Vogtsdale, Stone People, and the Crown Chakra, which really just is in alignment with everything, like my growth, I would say, the past week, the things that have been revealed. So I just wanted to share that and thank you for everything that you do, because I am able to do so much work through, you know, what you share, and not just listening and repeating, but actually doing the work. And then it comes into one of my biggest challenges has been, you know, even in my chart, it read that I'm not patient. I'm like, I'm patient, but the person I realized who I'm not patient with is myself and the process. Yeah. And there was a show that you did with, I think it was Siba Haru Alkebulan, and yes. He was saying that within, like, the trials of the initiate. And I remember when I was reading my chart, and it was saying, you know, initiation. I'm thinking, like, oh, great, greater, you know, getting more knowledge. But the initiation is really, you know, is a test to the things that I've learned, to if I'm doing with magic, or I don't claim to be a part of anything, but really as in just, you know, growing spiritually and helping others along the way. But these tests and these trials that I'm experiencing, that is a part. It's really all the things that I've learned, am I going to stay true to that, or am I going to deviate off of my path and do some of the older ways? And so that it just really, a light bulb went off, like, oh, my goodness, I'm not patient with myself, and all these things are tests for everything that I've learned. Like, duh, you know, and that, I can just see how that was just so in my left brain, you know, because I come across everything, and it's really stepping more into the right side and the intuition, which I'm very intuitive, but because I know it's so easy for me, if I think of something, I can go find it. It will come to me. It doesn't matter what I need to find. I'm going to find it, but really just feeling my way and trusting, you know, the intuitive side, which is what we're being led to, and which I tell people, but yet I have not been practicing that. So it was just, I was like, oh, my goodness, like, ding, ding, ding. You need to really just step back and listen to what you're telling people and, you know, trust your process and just really, you know, step. Like, it just was a lovely realization this whole week. I mean, actually, last week was just so for me. And it was just really, I had to just sit and feel. And I was trying to look for stuff, and I'm like, it's not there. Like, I can't get this feeling. I'm trying to search for it. And I just really just had to sit back and just really meditate on it and go within. And I was not doing that. So it just all came full circle. And your share tonight was, you know, lovely with the, especially going into the children and these children who are coming, because my daughter, she was born in 2002, and she definitely is, you know, very, you know, unique and, you know, gifted, and she tells me she can see auras, and, you know, she's so sensitive, and I just, you know, you mentioning that the downloads are coming through them first, I see how, you know, she has, you know, she's such an integral part of what, you know, my growth. You know, and then I share with her, and I've been having her even doing, like, reading more on, like, mythology and playing different music for her so I can, the things that I'm learning, I actually have to teach to her so that she can develop it, because she gets so drained from kids around her. Like, usually weekly when she comes home, she's like, Mommy, they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it, because they're just so, you know, and they're parent, you know, they're children, but I just, you know, I guide her differently. And so just thank you for all of that. All it is just confirmation. Uh-huh.
Well, beautiful. I am so glad. And thank you so much for calling in and, you know, sharing that, because it's been a long journey, and look forward for it to be even longer. And I'm glad that you're able to still be around your friends, because my friends, I couldn't, they disassociated.
Well, I can't even really be around. I mean, and I can't every, you know, a birthday, and I make sure usually I come late. So it's, you know, it's quick, and because I know that I cannot be my true self, because they're not going to get it. And I know if we get into the conversation, it's, you know, I'm going to share some things with them that I know that they're not ready to hear. So I do it more for them than for me, because I can take it, because I know, and I study, and I know what I know, but they're just going to tell me their beliefs. And so I'm like, let's just, you know, we'll just keep it cool. Every now and then we get together, but
No. I was just going to say, well, that's beautiful. You know, you should never, I know I have no qualms about with anyone with what they think. I was just kind of iterating with my friends. We were no longer friends because of it.
Oh, wow.
So you're in a beautiful place if you can still go to a birthday party and you can still connect. And I still respect them and love them for their choice because everyone has their work to do. There is no greater path or lesser path. Everyone does. And, you know, a lot of times it's real easy to look at the place that we're from and kind of want to shit on it and say that it was holding us back, but it just wasn't our work. But everyone has their work that they have to come here to do. So, you know, like you want people to respect your work, you know, just continue and respect theirs, that's their work.
And that is what I have learned to do, and not forcing my will upon someone else's. Like, yes, I'm doing it because I know where I want your higher self to be, but, you know, that's what they choose. So I just step back, and someone helped me realize it. She said, when you do that, she's like, you're stepping into your lower self, and you're lowering your vibration, and you're giving your power away. I said, oh, that's all you had to do was tell me I'm giving my power away because I worked way too hard to give my power. So I will let people do what they do.
Yes. It's an indication that you're not on your work. If you're recognizing somebody not doing their work, that means you ain't doing yours. That's the reflection.
That is beautiful. Thank you for that. That was just that right there. That you need to put that on Facebook. That was a beautiful quote right there. If I'm recognizing you're not doing your work, then obviously I'm not doing mine.
I can't be. I can't be. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you
so much for calling in. It was good hearing from you. Much love.
You are very welcome.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Jen, and I got a little bit freaked before, so I kind of hung up because what you were talking about, the little rant you went on before seemed to hit so close that when you said the 336 area code before, I was like, oh, no, I'm not ready. That's just being honest with you. So,
okay, well, no problem. Yeah.
Then when I heard you, you know, just talk a little bit more, I thought there's no reason to be afraid. Just call back and connect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, ma'am. We're listening.
Well, I don't have so much as questions. Just I really liked what you had to say, and you know, if you feel anything that would pertain to that with my life, I'm open to any kind of insight.
Yeah, I will tell you. What was your name again? I'm sorry,
Jen.
Jen, one of the things I'll tell you, Jen, is where you are right now, you're sort of on this path where you're trying to seek the truth. You're looking for the truth.
Well, always. I mean, that's never been without. I mean, so I can't remember not feeling that way since I was little.
Yeah. So have you ever found the truth?
Well, I think that the truth is something that you grow with and something that you evolve with. And maybe that's where I am right now, is maybe at a different turning point and not sure how to, I don't know, maybe be confident in the next step when I normally have been able to. And, you know, normally I have a good feel on that in my life and feel like I can take care of many, many responsibilities, whether it's family members or children, young children, or, you know, sick parents or my career. And, you know, lately it just feels, just a disconnection. yeah. You know, nothing that's, you know, an alarm, but not a disconnection where nothing that I searched out for it to be. It just seems to be there, and I'm at a point where I'm just not dealing with it so well in terms of, I don't mm-hmm. know a way to put it. I feel a sense of
that's
urgency
okay. right.
to fulfill well, what it is mm-hmm. that God created me to do, and mm-hmm. I don't want to, I don't know, you know, let my creator down or the mm-hmm. people that I love.
And I can understand where you're coming from, and I can also understand where you are, but I want you to know that this seeking or this search for the truth is what is keeping you split. It's what's keeping you feeling disconnected. Because truth is not anything that you're going to find outside of yourself. Because if you can't find the truth within Jen, then how can you ever find the truth outside of yourself?
Right.
So that's
well, I think we all go through, you know, moments in our life where we are very sure
No. Hold
what
on.
That truth is.
Hold on. But we're not talking about everybody because that's not the case for everybody. And I do a lot of readings for a lot of people, and everybody don't feel that way. But I want you to be able to take responsibility for yourself. And if you are open to hear this, then you'll be able to make that connection and not have that much of a separation. But this
okay.
seeking of this truth is what is causing you to be split. It's causing you to be double-minded. It's causing you to feel one way one time and do something completely different than what you feel.
Okay.
So a lot of things that you're doing in your life, and I want you to take a look at this, it's out of obligation. It has nothing to do with what you feel in your heart. So where's the
okay.
truth in that? Do you understand what I'm saying? The other thing I want you to take a look at, because I'm looking inside your mouth right now, and I see that you need quite a bit of dental work done.
Really?
Is that true? Yeah.
No.
I do see that, that there is some problems there. And the reason I will note this for you, and you will know this truth for yourself, is because this is from you biting your tongue, that you don't want to you don't want to hurt anybody that you love, and you shouldn't. I'm not advocating that you come out. But what you do need to do is you need to find time for you and stop doing things out of obligation, because what's happening is it is no longer good for the people you're helping, and it's no longer good for you, and it's causing you to be resentful.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
is so far from the truth. And that's how you're going to get back, is to be honest and to be able to find that truth within yourself, because it's there. And you know how to do it. You're a very loving person. You know how to express your truth without really hurting somebody or just trying to put them down or just trying to belittle them. You know how to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the truth. You want to know why you're feeling disconnected, because you're seeking for something that's outside of yourself that cannot exist. You cannot energetically pull it towards you, because it's not living inside of you. And so start to look for that truth inside of yourself. And then you'll be able to not bite your tongue so much, because you do a lot of that. And you bite down on your teeth, because it's things you want to say, but you don't. And all of that energy is resting right there in your mouth, where your portal of your communication is. And it causes you to shut down, and it causes you to be disconnected. And so in order for you to come back together, seek your truth. You know, take a day or so that you can have just to work on you, just to relax, just to give yourself some self-love. And start looking for that truth inside. Matter of fact, why don't you sit down tonight and on a piece of paper from 1 to 13, write down 13 truths about you and see how long it takes you to find your own truth. And then you don't have to keep looking for it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 876, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, the night is blue. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
Hey, Griffin from Jamaica.
Welcome, Miss Blue. a while ago when you were talking, Miss Blue, I really felt as you were,
I hear the bird.
They are just, some of them are, a lot of them are crickets, you know, Miss Boo, and I noticed that, where I am now, there are a lot of beetles and moths and mm-hmm. stuff that come out at night, so mm-hmm. they're all just, you know, singing. And the birds and everybody just singing, so one of the things that I really wanted to talk to you about, Miss Blue, is it seems that it's possible that I could be a parent real soon or have to interact with children. My partner really wants to have children, and a friend of his basically said they would really love to co-parent with them.
Mm-hmm.
When he came home the night and he sat down and basically shared it with me, I felt a lot of emotions and I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, one of the things that I've kind of realized was like I can't allow my emotions or my fears and stuff like that to stop us to have any influence on this soul that wants to come here. And you know, if they want, you know, my partner and this person to be their parents, they should have that right. I think the main concern is just me working through my own issues and making sure I don't, you know, I'm not this person that's a bad influence in that child's life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reflect on like the interaction with my nephew and myself, I really kind of feel, in a lot of ways, I dropped the ball in terms of being a male influence in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, what kind of parent am I going to be? I know I reflect on interactions I have with children, and you know, I say I love
them.
I'm
sorry. I hear the cat. I hear the cat talking to me too. But go ahead.
Yeah. No one keeps saying hi, Miss Blue.
You're like hi, Miss Blue.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I. All right.
The thing is that, you know, with all these different emotions and thoughts, I'm just kind of saying, you know, what kind of parent am I going to be, and am I really a suitable parent, you know?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this question, because this is going to get us down to, really get down to the root cause. What are you afraid that you're going to lose? Because this is what this is about.
When I think about that, the first thing I thought was that, you know, with a child in my partner's life, their affection will kind of be split. And, you know, I know I kind of have this thing where in my mind I feel like I kind of seek attention a lot because of my own kind of internal thing. So I kind of have to be like saying, you know, I can't really still be that immature to think that, you know, this person loves me. If they love me, they're going to love me, whether they have a child or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fear of, like, I'm going to lose them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing, you know. And,
yeah. And thank you for being, you know, so open and honest about that, Griffin, because that's where you are. It's almost like you're in competition before this situation has already happened. Now, I know you heard me talk at the beginning of the show because this is really sort of that old programming. It doesn't work. You have to begin to start coming from your heart and really feeling that heart space, you know, but I want you to be honest about how you feel, and you are, so that you can talk those things through and be able to have that security within yourself, you know, because I'm sure as you're saying it, it sounds ridiculous even saying it, but oddly enough, this happens in relationships with fathers and their children. They become jealous of the relationship between the children and the mother, and mothers become jealous of the relationship of the father and the child. So these kind of things can happen. But you have got to get yourself out of the position, because one of the things I want you to know is that this is coming up in this situation, but you do realize that you do this in every area of your life. Otherwise, this would not be a comfortable place for you to be.
I want to make sure I understand that, Ms. Blue.
Yes. All right.
The same thing of competition, I do it in every aspect of my life.
You do. You just haven't called it out. This situation has forced you, which is a good thing, to bring it to the surface. But you do it. In every area of your life, you do it with yourself. If you do something, you try to top what you did before. That's competition. If you have two good friends and you pass by one and one speaks and calls you the next day and the other one don't, that's competition to you. Why didn't they call me? Why didn't they do that too? So stop putting yourself in the position of being sort of the underdog, because you've done a really good job and done a lot of work to get yourself out of victim mode, and so this is just putting you in war mode. Can you see that? Because when you go to competition with someone, then you're going to be able to get into this.
Yes, Ms. Bo, I really agree. It's true. And, yeah, and I feel a little ashamed about it, but it is true. And it caused many other things too, like jealousy and envy and all these things that really are, it made me feel like I'm an ugly person, you know, when I think of these things.
It's not about you reversing, though. I don't want you to take everything and throw it back down to zero. It's not about that. But this is a good opportunity for you to examine it. You see where it is so you can begin. This is where you need to begin to start taking things into your heart's center and start asking that question. What am I afraid of? What can I win here? So now we looked at what you can lose here, but what could you ultimately stand to win in this position? What can you win here?
Being a parent, I really feel like I can get an opportunity to assist them, a soul in their journey in this life, and give them love.
Mm-hmm.
And really kind of, I think one of the thoughts that just come up is I give them the kind of love that I wish I kind of, you know, whatever I feel like, things like from my father or my mom, I try to, you know, give them unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the things that I can stand to win from it, from being in a situation where I'll have to be a kind of parent or a godparent or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do. Whenever you have one of these losing thoughts to come up, take a step back, kind of sit in the pause, as I call it, drop down in your heart center, and then start to think, what can you win from this? How can everyone win for this? Because it's not just about you. It's about everyone who's involved in this situation. And start to process that. because that's going to open up new possibilities, and that's what's going to cause you to shift. And soon you'll see those other thoughts will start to fade, or it will give you a whole new perspective.
Thank you very much for that, Ms. Bloom. Thank you very much for that. Yes.
You're welcome. Peace and love, Griffin. Griffin and the animals.
Ms. Bloom?
Yes?
I can ask you one other quick thing, if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, that's another thing with the song that you played in the beginning of the show. Yesterday night, a friend of ours, I suspect that they were gang raped last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not talking about it just yet. And I want to know if that's what really happened, and
mm-hmm.
you know, how can we just support them?
How can you do what for them?
How can we support them, you know, in their healing, if that's what happened? Because that's just what I feel from what I suspect, because what really happened, they came home the night and they went out to help a neighbor, and they just didn't come back in the house, and their partner called us, which is a friend of ours, and was kind of freaking out because I didn't know what happened, and we went over and we were looking around the yard to see if we could find them, and they were not anywhere to be found. We went to the police, and we were unsure about that because of the whole situation, and when we came back home, they just walked up into the yard, and we were asking what happened, and they just didn't want to talk about anything. Their clothes was all messed up, and they locked themselves in the bathroom, and we were trying to get them to kind of talk. But when they came out eventually, and I was just kind of observing, and it felt like, it seemed like they were raped, and I won't, you know, that's what I think happened. So,
well, one of the things that I would suggest that you do is to definitely be a friend if you feel that something that drastic has taken place and that devastating, is that you do what is necessary in those steps to protect your friend, because you know that they're not in a clear state of mind.
Did tell them, because what really we understand from it is that they were being stalked. So it's kind of like it was like you know, the situation where they would do corrective rape on women. It just felt like that kind of situation. They were kind of
it's still, you know, anybody being forced to do anything is traumatic. So as a friend, do what you need to do, because they're not in the right state of mind to make a decision. So you need to make it for them as a friend. Not sit back and be clueless like them.
Well, you see, last night we were trying to get them to kind of talk to
us. Griffin, you cannot try to get somebody who's not in the right state of mind to do anything. You have to do it for them. That's why you're the friend. That's why you're the one who calls. That's why, friends, how many of us have them? See, we really don't have a lot of friends. You have to do that. If that is the case, do what needs to get done. That's it.
I understand, Ms. Blow. All right.
All right. All right. So peace and love to you. I know you'll do the right thing. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 765. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, ma'am. This is Desiree. Can you hear me?
I can. Greetings, Desiree.
Yes, first I want to thank you very much for what you said at the beginning. You actually answered my first question, because I was going to say, well, how do I change my energy? People don't seem to like it. And you know what? the other day, I said, forget that. I'm actually going to get a T-shirt that says, if you don't like my energy, that's too bad. Hashtag turn down for what? So just thank you for that. But my question is, I'm inspired by my grandmother to start an online community for women. I've got, you know, resources, a magazine, events and whatnot. And I guess right. what I want to know is, am I really going in the right direction to really bring women together and actually help families, like, enjoy each other? Like, right now I got a campaign going trying to create family time. And I've had events before and actually had no one show up. So it's like, am I going in the right direction? Or should I change something?
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me this again. What was your name again?
Desiree.
Love your spirit. I love your energy. And turn down for what? I tweeted that probably about 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome.
Turn down for what? What are we turning down for? Two things. I think what you're doing is wonderful. I love that. Myself and the other host here on The Remix, Esther, we just did a workshop for sisters called Mouth Closed, Legs Open.
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to that show on the bus station. I was walking around on high all day listening to that show.
So we did a whole online workshop for women all over the world, and it was very, very successful. One of the things that I could tell you is that I want to kind of go back to the source, because you said your grandmother sort of inspired this, and I want you to talk a little bit more about that, about what was it that really you got from your grandmother that really inspired this for you.
My grandmother was that kind of woman where when I always remember people coming to our house and, you know, she would make you some sweet tea and get some buttered French bread and she would talk to you. I even have a little charity I'm starting too called Nana's Pocketbook, because she would reach in her pocketbook and she had a hanky for the tears, or she had a little change for you, some candy for the babies. And she would have friends and then, you know, they would get their big hats and outfits and go out together and talk about, you know, oh, Sister Johnson needs some help. And there was no standing in line at the welfare place. No, you got everybody together, and everybody pitched in, and you helped somebody. And I'm like, yeah, we need to go back to that. The sisters need to get together and say, all right, well, here's how you handle a man, girl. This is how you handle the baby. Oh, you low on food? Well, I got some extra. Come on over. We need to go back to that stuff.
I think that is so beautiful. So now let me ask you a question. Do you hand candy to the babies? Do you hand tea to the people? Do you give out advice for relationships?
Every chance I get, if I have something, yes. Kids, come on, you can come play with me. Or if I feel like I have an answer, I'll give it to you. Yes. Well, I've been married for 10 years. Here, I try this. Won't you try that? As long as I don't feel like I'm stepping on someone's toes, I'll jump in there. Yeah, come on, we can do that. That's what makes me feel like I can help somehow. I just don't really know how.
Mm-hmm. So you want to know why, if you do an event, like why people are not showing up?
Yeah, like I gave out like personal invitations and everything, and I'm talking to the people, and it's like, oh, yeah, girl, that's a great idea. And
so,
shows up. What did I do wrong?
So what do you want the women to show up for? What do you want them to do? And I'm just talking this out so you can have this and definitely go back and download, as I say, and you'll be able to hear this. So what do you want the people to do when they come together?
I want to first recognize what I'm trying to do and ask, you know, what do you need? Like in some ways, I see like, I'm a bad dresser. I admit that myself. I throw on a big T-shirt and things. So what if like right now, I want to have a fashion show. You know, the stores have all these fashions out. You know, why don't you guys throw together some fashions and we'll have a show and actually show people how to put classic styles together? Or how about we show everybody how to do beauty and health care? Or like the teenagers. The teenagers sometimes, they're being very mature without really understanding the cost. So why don't we have like some sexual health classes, or like you want to watch Love and Hip Hop, and let's talk about why that girl was bad or why that boy was awful. I kind of want to just get together and make solve problems. Solve everyday issues, but do it together. Like even if you hate grocery shopping, okay, that's fine. We'll get together as a group and we'll go together or something.
Right. So I want you to think about this. Maybe they're not coming because they don't know how to do all these things you're trying to make them do.
Okay.
I want you to think about that. So you want them to come together, but you want them to do the work as they're coming together. But one of the things that is just with people, it's very intimidating to say what you don't know. People don't want to admit what they don't know. And then for you, I love your spirit, but you really want to control everything. And people ain't feeling that.
I stop that.
They ain't feeling that. They like, oh, no, she going to have me doing all kind of stuff. I ain't going up in there.
Wow. Okay.
So I want you, I love your idea, and you definitely have the right spirit for it, but you have to kind of move out of the control space with it. And then really just keep it at the essence of what started this, your grandmother. Because this is really about you wanting to celebrate her. And so that's the point where I would recommend that you start with. That you start with that. Hey, invite your friends. Listen, we're not going to go all over the top because y'all know I'm an over-the-top girl. This is me being you. Y'all know I'm over the top, but we're not going to go over the top. I want you to come have lunch with me. I want you to join in with me, and I want you to share what woman was inspirational in your life because, y'all, I just want to talk about my grandmother and how wonderful she is.
That's awesome. Listen,
and once you get that out your system, then what you're going to recognize is that your grandmother doesn't want you to do things the same way she did them because we're in a different time. We're in a different era. And so, yes, women still need help. I'm a woman, and I believe in helping women and sisters. But she wants you to discover your way. And you're trying to do what your grandmother do, and you a bad chick, but you ain't as bad as your grandmama, baby. No, you ain't that bad. You understand. So this is another reason it's not working, and it's not supposed to work that way. But sit with it and allow your grandmother's essence of her spirit to speak to you because she's still around you. She's all around you. And she comes around the family. And she loves her family. And she has so much love for her family. But sit with it. And maybe take her picture out. And just begin to talk to her. And she will help guide you and lead you so you can find your way. She does not want you to do her way. Because somehow that speaks to you feeling like she failed. Like, oh, grandma, and you've even said this, she could have took this on a higher scale. She could have been doing this. She could have been doing that. No, she did what she was supposed to do. Now it's time for you to do what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
So she didn't miss anything. She's sitting there now with her legs crossed laughing. She ain't missed nothing. She ain't missed nothing. She rocking herself back and forth. She ain't miss nothing. Not a thing.
Wow.
Not a thing.
Okay.
So talk to your grandmother. Get her favorite blanket. Wrap yourself up in it and do your little meditation, and she will help guide you.
All right. Thank you, Miss Blue. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Oh, peace and love.
All right. Turn down for what?
Ooh.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 617. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hi, I'm Nixie calling from the Bean.
Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you say it again.
I'm Nixie calling from the Bean.
Okay.
From Boston.
From Boston. Oh, you're calling from that bee. Okay, greetings.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to thank you from, you know, the beginning of the show. You put a lot of things that resonated with me.
Beautiful. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something really quick? I don't want to cut you off,
please.
But I just have to tell you this. I see this man, and he is standing there with his hands sort of kind of cupped together, and he's telling me to tell you that dreams are coming true for you. Don't give up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He looks like he can be either a daddy figure or a young granddaddy, because he looks really good for his age.
Hmm. I wonder if it's my grandfather. I never really met him.
Yeah, well, he's saying dreams are coming true. So don't give up. He said,
wow.
You'll know exactly what that means. Exactly. I just had to tell you because he was, like, kind of interrupting me while you were talking, so I couldn't hear you anyway. He was kind of, like, real loud. So,
really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to tell you that.
Thank you. No, it's fine. I appreciate it so much because that is, like, pretty much why.
Okay.
Because I spoke to you about, I think, a month or two ago. I called in.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that I was going through a transition.
Yes.
In my life. And I really wasn't sure what you meant.
Mm.
But I feel like I might know now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel at least that I'm beginning to get out of my head more.
Okay, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And starting to feel. Whereas, I mean, I believe I was feeling before, but I didn't know what I was feeling.
Got you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of changes in my life happened the last 4 years. And I feel like my life is beginning to stabilize.
Beautiful.
And even though it's beginning to stabilize, I still feel like I have a lot of questions and wondering if I'm preventing anything from anything coming in into my life, like what you're speaking about, the abundance, and I tend to worry a lot. And
yeah.
I worry about blocking what it is that's coming to me and not really sure of what I'm supposed to do, because I do feel a big calling to do things like for the planet, people, you know, family,
mm-hmm.
myself. And I'm not really sure. It's because it's so many different things, I'm not really sure, like, where to begin.
You
to what it is.
Well, I'll tell you this. You came into the planet with one of the best damn soul groups that's here. You really did. Yes, you did. And not only did you come with one of the best soul groups that are here, you came in with a beautiful assignment. And I can understand why sometimes that could be a little tricky. And so you say, I know I'm here for something on the planet. That is true. And you said it just seems like so many things. That is true, because a big part of what you're here to do is to just be you. Like, what better assignment is that?
Oh. Hmm.
That, like, relieves all the pressure off of you in the world. So if you want to go paint, go paint. If you want to go to college, go college. You know, if you want to get a job and work, go work. Because just the essence of who you are is a big part of what you're here for, is to really help to spread that energy of love, of just being you. And all of these things will manifest themselves through you. And so, in essence, everything becomes your purpose. Being in the moment of now, being present, is the lesson that really is at hand for you now. It's just be present. Just breathe. You know, take a yoga class, you know. Siba Yasir Hotep is doing these amazing trips. I think he's about to go to Egypt or somewhere. You know, find a trip or something, or Brother Wayne Chandler that does the yoga, and really get into that space so that you can learn how to be present and just quiet the chatter, because it is truly chatter for you. And it's easy to spin out of your energy center, because it's not a part of your blueprint at all. That's why you feel so unease when it happens.
Yeah.
So when you get up and you're happy, just because you're happy, you are spreading that light all throughout the planet, like sprinkling love chemtrails everywhere. Yeah.
Well, I know that you said that no matter what I do is basically going to be, I guess,
yes,
what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But that's my thing. I'm so indecisive.
But guess what?
I want to do so much at once right now.
Right, right.
What?
And that's okay to be indecisive. I want you to take the pressure off of you that you can't make a mistake. You're not going to make a mistake. Now, that's a little different when you think about it, right? If you thought you could make a mistake, then, of course, you'd be indecisive because you're like, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to do the wrong thing. But you cannot. Trust your heart. You came with your right hemisphere wide open to the planet, and that is connected to your heart. All you have to do is drop in your heart center and trust what's in your heart. Trust what you're feeling. You cannot make a mistake.
Wow.
You, like I said, have a powerful asshole group that you're in. You can't make a mistake. And a big part of your work is just being here, just walking around going, ooh, look inside that store. Isn't that beautiful? Or look at the sun. Look at this flower. Just being people's presence. That's a big part of it. So you cannot make a mistake.
Mm. Okay. There was one main thing. I mean, if it was, you know, deciding to, you know, what path of, I guess, career or profession I wanted to do, didn't seem as important as this one thing that's been kind of been protruding in my mind. And it's contacting or getting in touch or being a part of one particular person's life again. And I know you're saying I can't make any mistakes, and I'm wondering, are you speaking of this as well?
Two things I'm going to say to you. You already know that getting back in contact with this person, it's some good, but it's some other old crazy stuff too.
Yes.
So, that's your answer. Now, if you know that going into it and you good with it, then go for it. But I want you to know that you are fully aware about what you would be doing.
Okay.
And I really know that a big part of that is just because you think that you're not going to find anybody else like that. And that can't be so further from the truth.
That I'm not going to find someone else like that? So you're saying not to get in contact with?
No. I didn't say either or. I said you understand what that's going to do when you open that back up again. you understand what it entails. It's not just all roses.
Yeah. So, will I, do you see me getting him back?
I'm not going to look into that because I already told you every answer.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you do. You do understand. You do understand. Okay. Trust your heart, because if your heart ain't telling you and only your mind, then you need to follow your heart.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You know what? Are you in the chat room?
I'm sorry?
Are you in the chat room?
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay, good, good, good.
Good. What are they saying? What are they saying?
We don't even want to repeat what they saying. Yeah. Yeah, they off the chain for real. So there you go. I want you to take a look at that. And, yeah, you can't make no mistakes. But that don't mean that you play dumb to what you're doing, because you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I have for you. All right. Well, peace and love.
Let us know
how it goes. You're welcome. I know you will do what's in your highest interest for you. I know you will. Yeah. Hold the line. Peace and love. Y'all are a mess. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is it me?
I guess it is.
All right. I didn't know if it was me. Hey, Miss Lou. It's Denise calling from California.
Okay. Greetings to you, Denise, from California.
Greetings. I'm so excited. I finally made it on the call. The last time I talked with you, I was pregnant with my first baby. And, and now I'm holding my second baby.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, my goodness. Love the babies. Aww.
Love the babies. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. At the beginning when you were saying how they are, you know, like you can just learn so much from them, I was just like, oh, my God, every day.
Yes. Every day. Yes. They are serious. Yeah. They connect
so
to serious satellite. Yes. Yes.
But I guess my question kind of ties into, like, you know, actually the last time we talked, we were talking about me and, you know, moving forward with the dance thing. And so I'm finally about to start, you know, teaching some classes. And it's dance, but then it's really a workout, really, is what it is. And so I guess my question is just as far as it just being as successful as possible, like what can I do to just prepare myself for that, I guess.
Yeah. Definitely strengthen your bond and really sort of look at the essence of what's going to be behind the dance. So what's the real reason for the dance? What's the real reason you love dancing?
Just because I can be free. I'm just, like, free.
Yeah, free. And what's the real reason you want to teach other people to dance and be able to share that with them?
Just because I think I like, I just like, for me, I like working out with, I mean, I like to work out by myself, but I find when I work out with other people and it's in a, like, it's to music that I love and things like that, I'm not actually working out, which is the way I like to work out, where I don't feel like I'm actually working out, where I'm just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, like, I want to share that with people, is, like, to actually find a way of moving your body that, you know, feels good but at the same time is, you know, actually, you know, working out.
Mm-hmm. Two things I want you to kind of flirt with a little bit, because that still is just about you. And I caught that. You said this helped me, Miss Blue, because see, and it ain't like I ain't by myself. I got people with me. No, Denise. I'm going to need you to strengthen that bond a little bit, but I did hear the essence of what you were saying. And this is about you, you know, really helping others to find that freedom that you feel when you're dancing, you know, that freedom that helps to energize you when you're dancing, to allow them to set themselves free. And when you get ready to move that forward so you can really open up that energy, the main thing I want you to look for is ways that you can strengthen your bond between yourself and those who will be taking your dance class. So it definitely has to be with something that you can share with them that can also bring them their own independent freedom and, you know, joy. I get that you're getting what you want to get out of it, but you need to definitely be doing it where it is something that can strengthen the bond between everyone who's there.
Got it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, there are some people asking, where are you at? They need a good dance class, so.
I am in San Leandro, California. And, yeah, look up Nia, N-I-A, on Nia.com, www.nia.com, and then you can either put in Oakland, San Leandro. I'm the only one who's going to come up in this San Leandro area, Denise Gilmore.
There you go. And you can also post it on the remix page as well, too. So you can let people know when you, if you want to take it to that height, you know.
All right.
when you're ready to take it there. But that's what I see, is just that really take that passion and make that the essence of the foundation of you getting into your dance, and strengthen that bond, strengthen the bond that you have between them. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you and the babies over there.
All right. Peace and love.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, another caller calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is Isabel Acuna from Hayward.
Okay. What's your name again?
Isabel Acuna.
Isabel. Okay. Greetings, Isabel.
Hi. I'm 13, and I was just wondering, because earlier you were talking about children born in 2000 and up, and I was just wondering, how are we supposed to make a change?
Okay. Isabella, is your mother around?
She's next door. Do you know what?
Does she know that you're listening to the remix?
Yeah, she does.
Your mom listens to the remix. Have I talked to you before, Isabella?
No, but you've talked to my my mentor. Her name is Lydia.
I talked to your mentor. Okay. Okay, Isabella. I'm sure that since your mother is next door, you're 13. Mm-hmm. On the phone, and you want to know, like, how can you make a difference? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, mainly.
Okay. Well, two things about it. You make a difference by just being Isabella. Isn't that cool? Like, that's all you have to do, is just really follow what's in your heart, you know, and really just trust yourself and be Isabella. And that's it. Nothing else is required. just your presence, just of being where you are and, you know, really just enjoying yourself, enjoying your life, enjoying things about who you are, about learning about yourself as a young woman and growing up and just standing in your own life at light and even sort of doing what you're doing right now. You see why your whole soul group is so special?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how you do it. And just really know that as long as you're living from that space within your heart, then no worries. You have beautiful people around you, parents who understand you, and you just keep loving yourself and loving the things around you. Yeah.
What can I do to help my mom? Can you tell me, like, does she have a condition right now?
Say it one more time for me.
What can I do to help my mom? Because she has a condition right now. What can I do to help her heal?
The main thing that you can do to help your mom heal is I want you to find a really good book.
Okay.
And or a story that you like. And
okay.
I want you to tell the story to your mother and or read a story to her and just to have her laugh and just have her laugh. And, you know, you can even take your hand and place it over your mother's heart and tell her, Mommy, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you healing love and light and send it to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. can you give me a reading about something, I don't know, that my guides or something, I don't know.
I tell you what, if you email me and send me your information, I will speak to your mother. And then I'll give you a reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reading that way, you understand. I really gave you a reading tonight, but I know you want to talk to me about some other things, and we can do that. Email me, okay? Because I have some. I almost said a bad word. Miss Blue won't do that with you. But I have some amazing priestesses, and some of them love working with young girls, young teenagers, just like you.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can speak to your mom and see if it's okay if one of them sort of kind of speaks with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in and blessing us tonight, Isabella.
Okay. Thank you for answering.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aw, that is so beautiful. See, you never know if the babies are listening. And y'all was trying to get me to say something bad with that little girl on the line. We're not going to do that. We're going to go to the next call. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Remix family. This is Ann.
Now, isn't this ironic that Anne would call in right after this young girl?
I was just saying the same thing.
Oh, Anne. Boy, karma is a, I don't want to say it because I think she on the phone. Oh, turn down for what? Okay, go ahead, Anne. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so one day I came back from exercising, and I got, like, a really, really brilliant idea to sell T-shirts, and it's this quote that I've been seeing, like, pop up around, but I haven't seen anybody make, like, clothes and merchandise out of it. And my question to you is, like, I really know nothing about starting a business. So I was wondering, like, what kind of insight you could give me on starting my own business.
Mm-hmm. Like with the T-shirt, starting your own business with the T-shirt, because we know the other business. Okay. Two things I would tell you. you know, should have been in the Kim business class. But that's okay, because self-invested, when we start back up with self-invested, we will be doing components from Kim business. But one of the main things that I want to tell you when it comes to starting a business and getting things together, and this is sort of a mistake that people make. You got to do research, for one, because state to state and city to city. And then sometimes we get so caught up in the fantastic that we miss the message. But I'm going to give you some magic here about what everybody has been calling in tonight. You don't have to say the quote, nor do I want you to say the quote, but I want to know, why do you want to do this? What's the real reason why you want to do it?
The real reason why I want to do this is because I want to inspire black girls to, I guess, just not be stereotypical, or black women not to be like these women that they see on like these Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives type shows, like to just be spontaneous, free, and just be different. You know what I mean?
So here's what I want you to do, because you know how I am, Anne. You're one of the priestess, so you know how I am. I do not like, you told me more about what you don't want to do than what you want to do. So I want you to do some channeling and get very clear about why you want to do it. Don't put in there why you don't want to do it. Don't put the negative first, because that's what's telling me is the driving force behind this. And you are not going to be successful in our new business model by trying to say what you're not like, because then we know wherever thought goes, energy flows. You understand? Mm. So whatever we focus on, we create more of, not less than. So I want you to think about the essence of your business, not what you don't want it to be. And I want you to build it off of a very livable and loving heart space center, not because you're trying to fight Love and Hip Hop, or you're trying to not show girls how to be like Atlanta Housewives, because all you would be doing is creating more of that energy. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
Because you would need that energy to feed your business.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So get real clear about why you really want to do it, and take some time, because sometimes that requires us to just kind of sit in the pause for a little bit and really begin to think about it. Anytime I get ready to work on a project or I get ready to think about it, it is love from the point of conception. And we know that you can't come into something fighting and have it come out to be successful, especially not in this new vibration that we've entered into. It just will not work. So get very, very clear about that and start to formulate that. And then, you know, after you do that, then the next step is start to see, take the dream, how can you take it from something you're thinking about to actually doing, and then start to write those steps down. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, that will help you. Because, see, everybody in the chat room, they know these people's names on these shows, which tells you that these amazing magic makers in the remix is watching that bullshit, too. So, see, that's why you don't start with that, because that's what you're creating more of. So you don't want to create more of that.
Right.
We don't want more of that. So, well, beautiful. And, Anne, I'll be calling you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. Good night, Remix family. This is Dakita. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Okay, greetings, Dakita.
Ms. Blue, I just want to say thank you for the message at the beginning of the show. I really was aligned with the majority of everything, especially the part with the serious babies. I want to start to talk to you about that.
Okay.
I think it was in April, and it's funny you played that song about friends, because, you know, I start to disassociate myself with people that I was friends with for, like, over 20 years, you know. So the last time I saw my friends and her children, her sister's children, was in April. And her little baby, well, she ain't no baby no more. She's 6 years old. The last time she saw me, I think she was one. But she wouldn't stop following me around saying, "Nikita, you know you change. You change. You look different." I said, "How do I look different?" And she's looking at me like, "No, this." And I'm like, "Little girl, you don't even remember me." But obviously she did. And there's this one little boy. I never met him, but he was just in such a jovial mood. It's like that intoxicating feeling. You know, I always love being around children, you know, because it's like, children, they definitely bring you back down to how Cat Williams say they make you feel stupid when they have their questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when they understand your bullshit.
Yes.
So, you know, and, you know, the children are very phenomenal. Like, I have my children, especially one in particular, because he's the more, he has the more clearest communication, because I've seen it today, I'm there like, and my house is so clear, like I noticed it, you know, and it was a good feeling, and I didn't understand why until the satellites, and I contributed to all of my children, but him in particular, because when he was little, I remember when he would just sit down in yoga poses for no reason. I mean, well, obviously he had his reason. He was 3 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it. I'm not practicing it. He was just coming straight from spirit. You know, he would sit there and physically work out his body. Like, he was doing chin-ups and pull-ups before 5 years old. And I'm so serious, Miss Blue. Like, meditate, always running to me. "Mommy, my teacher says, And I went, I'm losing my train of thought, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, the whole point that, you know, I just appreciate everything that I'm just at this moment right now, Ms. Blue, where I am opening up more to myself, and I'm thankful because, honestly, I just wanted to be contented with Nikita.
Yes.
And just celebrate me in a way where, you know, where I used to celebrate me from. And
beautiful.
I really never used to truly care what other people thought or felt about me. I was really stubborn growing up, you know. And anyhow, I just thank you, Ms. Blue. I had no questions. I just wanted to share that.
No. I was waiting and, you know, just listening. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Thank you for, you know, calling in and sharing that. And thank you for doing your work, you know, because it shows. It really does.
Well, Ms. Blue, if it wasn't for you, the remix listeners, even being in self-invested, big up to everyone in self-invested, you know, Brother Bilal, most definitely, because, like, you know, I had to slow down somewhat. You know, I was going ahead of myself. You know, even Spirit was like, you know, slow down, stay with me for a minute. You're going to be all right. So it's like, you know, a lot of positive influences. I even became more committed to myself. You know, I had the most breakthrough just doing my bathrooms on Mondays. Just showing up on a Monday to do my own bathrooms. And, it built from there, you know, different other commitments, you know, separating time for me, you know, something that I haven't done in a minute. You know, I did lose myself in a minute. And even down to last night, the most important thing, here I am saying I had nothing to say. The most important thing, over 5 years, Ms. Blue, last night was the first night that I heard my heartbeat.
Oh, and beautiful.
Last night was the first time in both ears. I'm feeling it through my body. I'm feeling the pulsation. I'm feeling the pulling into the center of my heart. Like, it was a beautiful experience, you know. But
beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. I am so happy for you. I am. You've done a lot of work, and it really shows. And I'm so glad you can hear your heartbeat. So, you know, you can always find your way back, no matter where you find yourself. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. Powerful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Much love to you and the whole family. Thanks for
Thank
calling
you.
In.
Oh, yes. And shout out to my sister. Yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, is it? Oh, happy birthday to her as well.
Yeah.
To love, hold the line. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I love it. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 386. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes. Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Sheena, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Greetings to you, Sheena, from Florida.
Thank you. I guess I'll start with my question. My question is, I guess, is a relationship question. Over a couple of years, I have developed a really, really good friendship with a guy. I call him Rob, and he's just very dear to me. We haven't decided to meet up. I guess in the beginning, you know, I've watched him go from being, you know, things not going so well in his life, to now things are on the up and up for him. And I was just wondering what that is, because I've never had a real friendship that I can really say I'm friends with another male and it not be anything sexual between us. But I'm really feeling like, you know, I want to know if this man is going to, or if we're going to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you asked him?
We always hint to each other and kind of joke around, but it's never anything serious to where it's saying, okay, I want you. Yeah, I mean, if the chemistry is there, we always joke around, but it's always like a hit and miss. You know, I don't know if he's trying to get his ducks in a row and then he wants to be in a relationship or what. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know why I'm picking up this energy from him, but is he by chance incarcerated?
Oh, no. No, I know who you're talking about. That's the father of my child. And
oh,
no,
okay. Okay. You scared me for a minute, girl, because I'm like, wait a minute. I see some bars.
But, I mean, I can understand why you could see him because he's, you know, he's the father of my child. No, this is a young man that I have really developed a friendship with. He's pretty much the only thing these days besides my daughter that kind of makes me smile. He listens.
Yeah.
You know, very considerate. He calls and, you know, to see if I can tell he's got a lot of respect for me.
Yeah, here's what I would say. I would say definitely trust your feelings on that. And I would say that you need to talk to him about that you're really ready to take it to another level.
My gut is telling me that once I do that, I'm kind of going to, like, scare him off. Like, he's going to back up a little. I don't know why.
Well, I think that will, okay, so tell me what he has to do with your baby's father that's locked up in prison. Like, what kind of connection do they have with each other?
He knows, you know, he knows, like, I'm sharing with him, you know, I've shared with him the feelings.
No. that's not it. It's not you sharing with them, but what it's like they have something in common with each other.
Oh, okay. I always compare them, and I always feel like maybe he's going to be like the father of my child. But, you know, he's that really shy, kind of nice, it's almost like the same personality but different. The good side of my baby father is, you know, is reminds me of him. I don't know. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, I would say that this is what I would tell you, because you obviously want to know that. And yes. If you're going to run him away by asking him that question, then that would be, is he really a friend?
Right.
You know, is he really a friend? I also think that a part of him has been pretty much up close and personal when it comes to talking to you about what his expectations have been for you guys. And he's kind of made it pretty clear that y'all are just friends.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would just ask him. What's the worst he could tell you? Don't ask me that?
Right, yeah. I mean, with that being said, I'm like, okay, if he's not the one, we're just friends, I'm pretty comfortable with that. If it went somewhere, I would like it to, but if it stayed the way it is, I love that because I appreciate this friendship. You know, I just want to know, like, where is my knight in shining armor? When is he coming? I'm a love type of girl. Like, I want to be, I want a true, true loving relationship.
Well, and that is certainly something that we all can have. But one of the things I will say to you is really to challenge yourself that, are you really ready to be in love, or are you just in love with the idea of love? Because when you say to me, when is your knight in shining armor come, and you're a love kind of girl, that means that you love being in love. But do you really yeah. want to understand what that means to be in love?
I want the companionship. I want everything that comes along with.
And then you can have that. You can certainly have that. Why do you feel you can't get it? Because there's a part of you that feels you can't get it.
Yes, it is, because I'm having no luck. My dating life is pretty much non-existent. I guess trust issues. I have trust. I'm afraid to trust all the way.
Yeah. Well, the first person you have to start trusting is yourself, and you don't do that too well. But you got to start trusting yourself that you can make the right decisions when it comes to your life, when it comes to people in your life, when it comes to friendships you make, when it comes to your own self-esteem and how you feel about you. You make good decisions, and you have to be able to see where you're able to make those good decisions for yourself.
Right. Oh. Because I think it's because a lot of things that has been going on lately is just things that I can't control, and sometimes they're really bad. So it puts you in a space where it's like, you know, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Well, here's the thing for sure, that you can change that immediately. You don't have to wait 4 years. You don't have to wait 3 years, 2 years. You can change immediately by changing your frequency, your vibration. Your energy is so low now. I can only imagine what you're attracting in your life. So you've got to be able to find happiness inside of yourself, because it doesn't come from looking outside. You'll never find happiness outside of you. So you have to look inside and be able to be happy. Happiness is a choice. And even before Pharrell came out with that, we was on the remix and I was telling y'all about happiness being a choice.
Right.
So you can turn that around today. Be happy. Enjoy who you are, and you will start to attract someone who feels the same way about themselves, not someone who is in denial, not someone who's in doubt, not someone sitting there waiting for someone to save you, because nobody is coming to save your ass. Nobody. Not even your baby's father who's in prison that promises you when he gets out.
Oh, yeah. No, that relationship is pretty much, he hasn't contacted me yet. There is a woman that keeps calling me. I guess she calls herself involved with him. And it's so funny how he ends up, lands behind jail, and she's calling me to tell me about it. It's like, girlfriend, this is what you wanted. And she's calling me to make herself, I feel as though she's calling herself to make herself relevant. Because now she's with him, so she wants to be relevant to me or prove herself relevant. But that's, like, non-existent right now.
It doesn't, but guess what? Guess what? It doesn't matter. Because you have put yourself in a prison, and you're not even behind bars. So this is why I'm telling you. You need to get yourself up. Sit up straight, get your vibration together, and learn how to be happy with you. And then you can attract somebody else to be happy together. Because we know what happens when two halves come together. It doesn't become whole. It just makes a hole in the middle.
Right. So, when I start to think about, you know, the friendship thing or whatever, and, you know, my friend only wanting to be friends, even in a woman's head or whatever, or a young lady's head, you start to feel like, well, what is wrong? You know, like, that automatically goes to that thought, like, well, why does he want to take it further? Why does he just want to be friends? Is it because we feel this way? Maybe I'm not good.
These are all the things that I'm telling you that you have to begin to do so you can raise your frequency and your vibration and find your own well. Find your own self well. Because you're not. You do that. What I would suggest that you do is go back and download on the remix, because there are tons of shows. The first way that you do that is that you have to make up in your mind that you're going to love yourself. Nobody can give you love. Nobody else on this planet is responsible for loving you more than you. Nobody. That's nobody else's job on this planet. That's yours. And you start day by day. And the first thing that you start is that when those thoughts start to come in your head to tell you that you're not good enough, then you say, yes, I am. You have to make a choice, because we're operating in free will. So you have to decide that you're good enough. And day by day, you have to keep working towards that. You have to get up in the morning. You have to put some clothes on. You have to make your bed. You have to comb your hair. You have to brush your teeth. You have to go out and face the world. You have to smile. Look yourself in the mirror and be comfortable with you.
Because you picked up the father of my child, do you see him calling me or contacting me? Because I didn't think.
Of course he's calling you. Of course he is. He has this woman calling you. Why do you think she's calling? Why do you think she's contacting you? You think he don't know that she's contacting you?
I knew that he knew, but I thought he might have been upset that she was calling. I don't know. I'm like, are you serious? So he's calling me through her, or what in the world?
Well, here's the thing. Why do you care?
I don't, and I shouldn't.
Why do you care? It's a question. And I'll tell you, you know, I don't feel sorry for you at all. You don't need no more help in that area of being sorry. None. You're doing it all to yourself. You don't need nobody else to put sorrow on you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. It's just, you are right. I'm hard on myself.
Well, you better learn how to not be so hard on yourself and start loving yourself. But nobody can make you do that. I can give you 100 things to do, but if you haven't decided that you don't want to do that anymore, then it's a waste of time. So you have to decide, do I want to keep feeling sorry for myself or not? Because otherwise, there ain't no book, there ain't no spell, there ain't no man, and dare I say there is no D-I-C-K that's going to fix that. So start there, and then you'll start to attract a man to you that meets your vibration. All right? So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Let us know how it goes. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. It's Nadra calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings to you, Nadra. Calling from Boston.
Yeah. what I would really like to get some input on is if I'm moving in the best direction to raise my vibration. I got a lot of changes going on. Yeah. I could get some direction with that.
I
appreciate it. And anything else?
Okay. So tell me, you said you're moving. You want to know if you're moving in the right direction to change your vibration. We're always changing our vibration. If we move, we change. If we speak different words, we change. This is what I was telling the caller. If we think different thoughts, we change. If I get up right now and stand, my energy change. Whatever thoughts I have running through my mind, those thoughts start to pulsate throughout my aura, my energy, and it starts to change. So my question to you, Nadra, is because you're a very intuitive sister, how come you don't know it's changing?
Okay, I do know it's changing because I can feel it.
Okay, good.
From the coolness on my head, I'm getting dizzy, the inside chills going on. But I'm guessing I'm asking more for confirmation. I'm moving in the best direction to raise my vibration.
Two things, and because it's a couple of things that are happening here, and I want to talk about them so you can really begin to understand what you're feeling inside your body and those changes. This is about your DNA changing. So your DNA is changing. So you're feeling that inside your physical body, and all of these things are beginning to start to kind of cause a shift. And they're starting to kind of move themselves around. When it comes to you moving, and this has a lot to do with your business and your work, this is about you having more joy, but also more stability. The more joy you bring in, the more stability is going to come. But you got to stay in joy. And right now, that's your challenge.
Okay.
Is staying with joy, staying with true joy. You understand? Because sometimes it's tricky to tell people, tell humans to stay in love. And this was something that one of my spirit guides told me a while back, that instead of telling people to stay with love, you have to tell them to stay with joy, because so many people associate love with pain.
Okay.
Does it make sense? And so yes. I didn't realize a lot of people, you know, sometimes will email me and tell me that, and they can't stand it when I say, oh, I love you. Because so many people have been able to associate love with pain, either through their childhood growing up from their parents, or either from a relationship they was in where they loved someone and gave them their heart and their heart was broken. So it's difficult for some humans to get into that frequency of love. So the next closest frequency to love is joy. It's the most purest. Because there's no tricking when you're in joy. When you truly are enjoying what you're doing. You know how they say time flies when you're having fun?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you're sitting there watching the clock and you're not having fun, there's no joy.
Mm. I hear you.
So, I need you to get into joy. And then that's how things are going to stabilize themselves. This is even how your wealth is going to open back up for you and your business. I even see between the next 2 to 4 months that you're going to, somebody's going to want you to do a big project for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Enjoy.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And Miss Blue.
Yes.
About my personal relationships, interactions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Will you give me some guidance on those?
You know, I kind of love this because what I gave you with joy and stability speaks to that.
All right.
Because even in that relationship, you kind of having a hard time being in joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to find joy. You got to find joy there. And use your wisdom. This is really the time for you to pull out those things and really begin to start looking at the true vision of things that you're seeing. And be receptive. You understand? Mm-hmm. Receptive, sometimes sisters get receptive as being submissive. Those are two different words, and they're not even next to each other in the dictionary.
Okay.
For very good reason.
Okay.
Yeah, just real talk on that. Real talk. Yeah. So being receptive does not mean being submissive. And I'm not saying it's anything wrong with either one of those words, but they both have their place, and they have different vibrations for very good reason. Because, see, when you're truly receptive, this is for brothers and sisters, then that helps you to tap into true vision and not an illusion. And the mistake that we make sometimes as women, we become too submissive, and we are too low to see the real vision.
Mm. I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I hear you on that one. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live. 773?
Hi. I'm sorry.
That's
can you hear
okay.
me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, it's Renee from Chicago.
Okay. Greetings. Greetings. What's your name again?
Renee.
Oh, Renee from Chicago. Greetings, Renee.
Greetings.
From
Chicago.
Hmm.
I don't even know how I should word my question tonight, but I don't know. Let me just try to say it. So I'm going through a period where I find myself in a loving state, and I feel like I'm giving myself, trying to find the opposite sex. I'm giving too much of myself that I'm giving out my power away. And I was talking to a friend today, and she was like, well, are you getting the hamburger out of it? And it was just, you know, it was really bad. I felt really bad about her comments and stuff because I feel like a man is just as valuable as a woman, you know, and vice versa. Whatever I'm giving, I want that just as much as the partner should want, too. I mean, I guess I'm trying to say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been dating for a couple of years, and I was blessed to get a baby out of the situation, but the baby, so I got to see my seed, but I had a miscarriage, so at 4 months, so, you know, I named it Ocean, so I was able to see. No, it's okay, you know, and, one of my missions in on this earth is to love and to come from a heart space of love, like what you you're talking about today. And I'm a real filler too, so it's like I just want to know if, and I really want children. I mean, I guess I want them because I mean I know I want them. I want at least one, at least just to have that experience. And going through the dating scene, it's kind of stressing me a little bit because I was in hospital for that too. So, so I guess my question tonight is, am I going about this dating scene right?
No.
Yeah, that's a good question. No. Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. So I got the game messed up.
Yeah, you got the game messed up. Your friend don't have the game right. She don't have it right, but you got it messed up too, you know? You think if I just accept anything they give me, then they will like me. You know, it's kind of like build it and they will come. But we have all seen new businesses go up and then all of a sudden they close down. So we know that build it and they will come. That shit don't work no more. That's old, old stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's old stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and coming to the planet and being a part of the school of love. I don't really feel you in the school of love, but I do feel that you are more connected with the school of service.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you don't love, and you may actually love harder than some people who are in the school of love. So I don't want people to get that twisted. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I don't want you to become one of those women that song – because I hear this song, and this song only comes up for certain people, and that song that song is Bands Will Make Her Dance.
Uh-oh.
And that's what I see. That Bands...
And you hear that for me?
Yes, I hear Bands Will Make Her Dance. So all a brother got to do is be nice to you, and you will dance.
Oh, that's
you will dance. You will dance out of your panties. You will dance out of your money. You will dance out of your job. You will dance yourself right on out. Just be nice. Just be nice to you. That's all you require. So I need you to move from that mindset because you are worth more than that to yourself.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right, exactly.
It's not about compromising, and it's certainly not about using. You want to be in a give-and-take relationship, a give-and-receive relationship. Just like you can't just breathe out, you have to breathe in.
So
you want to make sure that anyone that you decide to date, that you guys can breathe together. you can share breath together.
Okay.
Not you always feeling like you looking for the bands to come up so you can dance.
Right.
And then excuse
dance
it.
Too.
That's right. You get if you gonna get up and dance, make his ass dance. We got to dance together. Or we don't need to do this. What's the point?
Okay. Right. I hear you.
Yeah. So that's the big deal with this. And stop compromising yourself. Because if you don't have any kind of standards, then anyone you meet is going to make you follow theirs.
Okay.
And you can you can only hope that their standards would be somewhere where your own is. So really begin to start putting those things into place for yourself. You don't have what your friend was really trying to tell you, but just in her own way, is that you don't have to accept trash from people just for the sake of saying that you got a man or just for the sake of saying that somebody likes you. You don't have to accept that. There are some brothers out here that will love you unconditionally for who you are. But first, here's the problem. You got to know who the fuck you are because they can't find you. They can't find you right now because you don't know who you are.
Okay.
You know, Future taught us that song, and I love that song where he says, turn on the lights because I'm looking for her. Like, I see all these beautiful women, but I can't see them because he knows they're not being themselves. So he says, turn on the light because I'm looking for her. I can't find her. Where is she? I see these people walking in front of me, but I know that they are not being who they are.
Right. Okay. So should I take, like, a little mini break from dating or something and try to find myself?
I mean, the truth is you don't need to take a break from something that ain't happening. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. It ain't happening.
Right.
Ain't no need to take a break. What you breaking for?
Right.
It ain't going on anyway. So you can do both of these in the process, but just be honest with yourself during the process. You're a beautiful sister, a wonderful sister. So turn on your light. Don't compromise yourself. Don't let bands make you dance. We got more pole spinners. You know, we got more strip club women out the strip club than we do in the strip club because of this reason. And you're too of a bright, loving, beautiful sister, and you have too much to offer to compromise yourself with someone who doesn't want to give that back to you. Because is someone out there to love you? They can't find you because your light ain't on. You like going in Walmart and the light off. They not helping.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Well, come back and let us know how that goes. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. We have about 1 minute left to go before we go in the after hours, and I think we will do some after hours here tonight. I see quite a few of you on the phone line, so we'll do that. I do want to remind you guys, if you're out in the LA area, know that coming up here in, just another day, Brother Bilal is going to be headed out to the Los Angeles area, Thousand Oaks, and he's going to be doing Chemistry for the Soul. You definitely want to check that out. Yours truly, The Remix, is sponsoring that, along with Brother Dietrich from the Perfect Union Wealth Center. So you can find out more information by emailing him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And he will let you know how you can be a part of that experience. I want to remind you that we are now on iTunes, and I am super damn excited about that. The brother Chris made that app. It is amazing. You guys are download. I want you to go ahead and do that. And then What I also want you to do is if you have an Android or Android device, you can go download the Remix app there. Both of those are there for you, and you can always stay locked into the Remix as well. If you want to get on the phone lines, you better jump on now so you can hear the rest of the show. Otherwise, download. You can hear this show. Peace and love to you guys out there. Make sure you download this show. Some goodies are in there as we get ready to close out. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love, and congratulations, graduation, to all of you guys out there as well. Yeah, beautiful. So we're going to keep going. We're in the after hours now, and so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 240. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Tanisha calling from Maryland.
Okay, you said Tamika?
Yes.
Okay, greetings.
Yeah, oh, wow. I just lost my train of thought right now. But I just want to just say thank you for all the information, cause and with the callers too. See, I had I'm a bit off track right now, but I had a question too. And I didn't think that I was really going to get through this time again. But I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Wow. Well, I kind of just, okay, right. I'm like all over the place with my starting to be more creative and trying out things and making my own, trying to natural things, and I'm just all over the place, and I'm just not doing what I know that I can do.
Yeah,
and I'm just, you know, I don't know, because I am creating things, but it's like a slow process.
Yeah.
And you know, I am trying to read more, but also I'm all over the place, because I can skim through books and then I'm just jumping all over the spot. And what can I do to help myself, you know, become more focused within the things that I really need to be focused on?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good question, but one of the things I want you to do is to trust that you're getting what you need. A lot of times, especially when it comes to reading certain books and doing certain things. Now, I understand for school purposes that's a little different, but sometimes maybe only that one page is all you need. Sometimes I've gotten a book and been very excited about it to only be able to read the title. Couldn't even read the book. And then there's other times I've read a book and maybe only chapter 14 stands out to me, or chapter 10 or chapter 12. And then I don't pick it back up for another 6-7 months. So you have to begin to trust where you're at in the process. And then you have to also understand about resistance. Because resistance is something that you actually came into this world recognizing. and you begin to sort of kind of make your peace with it. And even when it comes to your speech and how your words are flowing out, you hear them in your head and it is all in synchronized with each other. But once you begin to communicate that, there is this hesitation. You understand? You hear the hesitation in there. And a big part of this is because I want you to not be in a rush, and I want you to trust. Because when you can sit in that space and when you can be in that place, one of the things that you know will happen is magic will happen. If I were to ask you to sing right now, you could sing a song, couldn't you?
Yes.
I want you to sing something for us, Tamika, right now. Anything you want.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Yeah, sing a song, something that you like. You sing all the time, so pick a song that you like and sing. Sing some.
Oh, wow. Can I decline on that one?
No. It can be whatever you want. I'm not asking you to sing no old Negro spiritual song. Just anything you like.
Because I can't think of
a song. Here's one. You want me to give you one? What about Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Because everybody knows that.
Okay, I can do that. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the sky so bright, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Now, you hear how beautiful that is? Do you hear how close-knitted those vibrations and those frequencies were?
Yes.
There was no hesitation. And one of the things I want you to know, that for the first time in a very, very long time in the history of the planet, you're going to be able to synchronize your speech pattern the way that you sing. But I need you to practice singing more so that you can give yourself, so you can give sort of those little electrons firing off in your brain a new pattern to follow. And when you sit down to start thinking about those things that you need to get done, I want you to sing them because that's what's going to put you in the rhythm. That's what's going to put you in the space so you can begin to stay more focused and do what you need to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So I want you to try that for me and then let me know how it works for you.
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 727. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Greetings to you, Lisa, from Florida.
Hi. What kind of questions do you answer?
You press one. What kind of question do you have?
Well, are you doing like psychic predictions or is this, I'm just confused about because I've been listening for a while and I heard you talking to people about it.
Yeah, then you're not confused at all. You know exactly where you are and why you're here and why you press one.
Okay. Okay, I'll get to the point. Sorry, I didn't mean to make it so awkward.
No.
Okay,
no.
So I'm wondering, I'm waiting on a settlement, and I wanted to know when you think it's going to happen.
This settlement has something to do with the medical claim?
No, it's not a medical claim. Mm-mm.
So is it something, did someone get hurt as a result of it?
No.
I don't know why I'm picking up something to dealing with the body, that it has something to do with this particular claim. Did you recently have some things go on with your body?
No, I did not. Mm-mm.
Well, that's what I got. I got something dealing with the body, some sort of something to do with healing and something in the body, that this has something to do with the body, something to do with the body. So I don't know if that may not be towards this claim, but there is some issues about something that needs healing that happened to the body, some trauma to the body.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's not really having to do with this. Do you see when my finances are going to improve?
I'm really picking up something with your body there. How's your health?
It's okay. I'm losing weight and getting healthier. Mm-hmm. And I'm into fitness and eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. You are now. So when you say it's okay, what is that? Tell me what that means. I have a hard time with that word okay, because it's a disconnect statement.
My health is going well. It's going well. I was having a weight problem, but I've lost a lot of weight now, so I'm better.
Well, that's a good thing that you're better.
Thank God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard road, because I've been working on it for about a year now, and I lost about 50 pounds.
Congratulations to you. If it was 50 healthy pounds, then that's a good thing. Let me ask you, Lisa, lawsuit been going on about the time that this was going on with you, losing weight?
Actually, it's not a lawsuit. I had a family member pass away, and they're leaving me an inheritance, and I've been waiting for it to settle out. That's kind of what's going on with the money.
But it's tied up in some sort of litigation, family court or something?
No, it's not tied up. I'm just waiting for the payout, and I was just wondering when you see the payout. There's no battle or argument or legal problem. It's just waiting for the money to be paid out.
No, it's some other things going on.
What do you mean?
You don't have the money yet, right?
No, I don't have it yet. Mm-mm.
Yeah. How long have you been waiting? More than 5 months?
A few months, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would check with the person who's over it and find out what is going on with that.
Yeah, no, I looked at them. I was just wondering what you were picking up, like if you're picking up any timeline.
No, because really what's coming up for you, what's really coming up has to do with health. To do with the body. So I don't know if that may be something, but I really didn't pick up anything as far as finances. But that means all or nothing. I want you to understand that. It just means all or nothing. And it still seems like there's some decisions that still need to be made. So you really need to follow that pretty closely, because you seem like you're kind of alone in this.
Yeah.
And you need to get some assistance. You need some help. This is not going to be one of those things where you just kind of allow it to happen. You need to get you some assistance, someone who deals with this, and maybe sort of seek some sort of counsel to kind of advise you, because the person that is going to be able to open this up is you, if anything. But mainly what I picked up was about you and your health and things going on with your body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that would be good because, you know, I have lost weight and I'm eating very healthy. And
that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So.
Yeah. And just, you know, stay in the process of really kind of healing those things within yourself. And like I said, when it comes to the money, I'm not picking up anything with that. But I would say to you that I seem it's almost like you're on this quest by yourself, and you need to get some help with that.
Okay. Well, they said it would pay out soon, but I was just kind of trying to get a verification from you. But you're not really seeing that. So you're seeing like
I don't see that it's coming up anytime soon. I don't see anything. But what I'm telling you is there's no such word as soon when it comes to legalities like this. They either have a date or they don't. If someone says, oh, you will get the money soon,
right,
that there's some other things going on. Trust me on that.
So when you were picking up stuff about my body, was that positive or negative?
Just that your body is going through a healing process, like I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is, definitely. It's definitely been a process of losing weight. And, you know, you have moments of being really tired and, you know,
well,
exercising.
I'm more, if I would give you a focus, is more on being healthy. The weight will go away. Because
yeah, it already has gone away. And so, you know,
it's
just a process.
That's right. Just stay healthy, eat healthy, and take care of yourself and listen to your body. When it comes to this about the money, I would definitely say that perhaps you need to go seek some help or get someone else that can maybe speak on your behalf about giving you some clarity and so you can find out where things are.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you. All right. Well, Remix family, I think that's going to do it for us. And I don't think – do I have another caller? I think I see you guys on the phone lines there. But we're going to get ready to close out because it's going to be a beautiful weekend here. Lots of things. I want to encourage you to download. Definitely do that. Don't forget to get you the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. Really kind of help you to tap into those things. And also the Know Your Magic audio workbook is out there. Brother Bilal is going to be heading out to Los Angeles, Thousand Oaks. That's going to be beautiful as well. And also want to let you guys know, Self-Invested tomorrow night. It should be a beautiful thing, as always. Look forward to seeing you guys in Self-Invested. Also, I want to let you know that the Remix, we're going to be taking a little bit of time off here, myself and Esther. Baby Blue is graduating from school, and we just got busy times, and this more than ever is the time that I want you all to download, to go back, like many callers who called in, listen to the shows here. Listen to all the things that are here. I want you to go back and download. Also, for those of you who wanted to have readings, well, guess what? Your wish is being answered. The priestess have all graduated, and we're going to be posting We're going to be posting on the Remix Radio page. We're going to be posting all the priestess, the type of readings they do, their contact information, so you can contact them and get those readings. So that'll be up either tonight or tomorrow. You'll be able to see it. You can go on the Remix Radio page. You can see all of that for the priestess, see the amazing readings they have, the wonderful work that they're going to be sharing, and you can contact them to get your one-on-one reading from all of the priestess who graduated. I couldn't be more excited about that. Well, peace and love to you guys. I really enjoyed the share tonight. Us just kind of cosmic, doing a little chill out, a little cosmic chill out here tonight as we get ready to embark on a whole new voyage here, a very powerful voyage on Planet Remix. So peace and love. You guys know if you really like the show, I'd love to hear from you. You know, email, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, you know, leave a comment. If you love it with a comment. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you liked about the show. And we'll see you back soon. We won't be back Sunday night, that's for sure, and we'll be taking off the next week. But don't worry, the Remix is always still here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download, 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 and peace and love to all of you. Much love, warm spirit, and much love to all of you. Peace.